People deserve clear communication from the government on its approach to managing the increasing number of refugees, according to the chair of the Muslim Council of Ireland, Dr. Umar Al-Qadri. The government, he says, quote, failed to anticipate the consequences of a lack of a robust policy in regards to refugees amidst a housing crisis, unquote. He says he's shocked at recent violence towards refugees. We've been talking this lunchtime to Dr. Al-Qadri.
First, I want to commend the guards because they handled a really difficult situation at the weekend.
Sorry, that's actually the Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, and Green Party leader, who's also been commenting more generally on what's been happening in relation to the refugee situation. I don't know, do you want to hear what Eamon Ryan had to say there? All right, well, this is Eamon Ryan. He was actually asked about the violence that took place near the offices of the refugee agency at the weekend, which is located in his constituency.
First, I want to commend the guards because they handled a really difficult situation at the weekend, so there wasn't injury or real threat to people's lives, although there was threat in the air, and in the protests themselves were disgraceful to attack in a sense the most vulnerable people in their most vulnerable situation, I think is an absolute disgrace. We are looking at, and I know Minister Gorman and every government minister is looking to see what can we do to make sure that we do provide accommodation. That hasn't been easy in a year when we've had to take in 80,000 people, but we're absolutely committed to doing everything we can to reduce the number of tents, to stop people having to use tents.
Minister Eamon Ryan speaking this morning. Well, as I say, we've been speaking to the chair of the Muslim Council of Ireland, Dr. Umar Al-Qadri. Here's what he's been saying about this situation in relation to international applicants for international protection and refugees.
Well, first of all, Gormi Lemahagat, for inviting me to discuss this very important, sensitive topic. I believe that the last number of months, we have seen an increase in protests against refugees. And we have seen certain images and actions portrayed in the name of the Irish people that are very un-Irish, to be very honest. And Ireland is a country of Cead Mila Fáilte, a country of 100,000 welcomes. And my experience for the past 20 years in this country, in Ireland, has been a very positive one. But I would say that when the Ukrainian refugees arrived in Ireland, 75,000 of them, we already were going as a nation through the crisis of housing crisis, the homelessness. And amidst that, we obviously accepted 75,000 refugees. Now, that has put a lot of stress on the resources, which were very limited. On top of that, we have now an influx of refugees coming to Ireland. And the housing crisis, the homelessness, that already was there present before the refugees from Ukraine came, now has obviously multiplied. And a lot of people are angry, a lot of people are upset because of that, and they are rightly angry so. And I think the government has failed to communicate openly and communicate transparently with the public what their plan is in terms of how are they going to accommodate these refugees, in terms of are these refugees going to be isolated or are they going to be well integrated? How long will it take for the process of their applications to be processed? What's the timeline for that? What does the government do in regards to cultural awareness training? So all of these are important questions that people have, the public has. And unfortunately, the government hasn't communicated with the public what their plan is. And the reality is the government doesn't have a robust plan to deal with the influx of refugees, to deal with the housing crisis. And the government should have known before they accepted 75,000 refugees, when the country was already going through a very difficult situation, the housing crisis affected 10,000 people, many, many children are, without shelter. And now we have very limited resources. And unfortunately, refugees, many of them are sleeping in tents on streets. This is not a picture of a first world country.
It's an urgent sure. situation. As you say, we have hundreds of applicants for international protection on the streets, homeless, in tented accommodation. And there's an urgency about getting them some kind of shelter, some kind of accommodation, isn't there?
No, absolutely. That is true. But at the same time, the government needs to send out a strong message that says that, look, this is our plan when it comes to dealing with the influx of refugees. This policy of having an open door policy of, allowing anybody and everybody has the right, I think it's it doesn't work, and it's not going to work, and it's only going to create more division in our society. What we need is, neither do we need a closed-door policy. We need a policy where the border is open, but at the same time, we ensure that there is, check and balances in place to make sure that people that arrive, they are processed very, very quickly. And if people are genuinely, they require assistance and they are genuine asylum seekers and refugees, they get the support that they require. And I think that is what is lacking. A lot of people have been here for many years and still waiting for an answer, waiting for a result to their application.
Mm. So from what you're saying, then, you seem to be indicating that the people in Inch in County Clare who have concerns, those concerns should be addressed. They have legitimate questions.
See, I believe people have the right to ask questions. People have the right to protest, and as long as it is peaceful protest. And if they have concerns, sometimes these concerns are right and genuine. Sometimes these are concerns, they are not right. And they are probably maybe because of misunderstandings, because of propaganda, because of other reasons. And in such a situation where we see the country, many people objecting and many people coming out on streets, we need to have a very clear answer, clear response, and communication. Open communication is the key. And if we do not communicate with these people saying that, oh, they are the far right, or maybe they are, people that are racist and bigots, this is not the right approach, because this is going to only further divide our society.
I'm just wondering, from what you're saying, do you have concerns that what we're seeing here, particularly in relation to the involvement of the far right, could spread out but beyond the issue of asylum seekers and undermine, threaten some of the integration that has taken place?
Oh, absolutely, it already has. I mean, my tweet that I tweeted yesterday, there are certain, response to it saying, I do not belong in Ireland, saying that I do not belong in that country. I mean, so obviously we see that the far right is becoming successful in dividing our society. And it's not just the refugees. This is going to then, affect all other people that have been residents in Ireland for, many, many decades. And the people behind it obviously are those that have that are racist, but at the same time, not everybody that protests is a racist. We have to make that very clear. There are people that protest because they have genuine concerns, and they are angry at the government because of the lack of policy in terms of the housing crisis. And these people are easily exploited. These people are easily radicalized by the far right. And the far right, unfortunately, for the past 2 years or so, is becoming very prominent, is becoming very active.
And that's Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, Chair of the Muslim Council of Ireland.